Good morning, MGTOW men. This is a very short video on corrosion. That's like a conversion of, you know, certain metallic products into other products, namely oxides and carbides and sulfates and chlorides and all this sort of stuff. Many years ago, a welding technique was developed, and it's called tin soldering or lead soldering or tin lead soldering. And one of the devices that came on to into creation was called the soldering iron. And this has more to do with techniques and materials and processes and certain things at certain periods of time. Now, the wonderful old soldering iron, well, in the first picture here, the wonderful old soldering iron, well, that's was developed as a way to, you know, weld steel onto steel. You know, shotguns are assembled with tin lead solder between the two barrels. Because it's low temperature, it doesn't cause much distortion, and that's within certain limits, it's strong enough. So it's been used to fabricate an enormous amount of stuff. They used to use it on spouting, on copper spouting, and then galvanized iron spouting, and you know, guttering and shit around buildings, and household wares, you know, like copper pots that are tinned on the inside, you know, and riveting and all this sort of stuff. So anyway, what's happened is through the use of better materials, better technology, and tools, the soldering iron, as we know it, and the soldering iron station, which is the oven to heat soldering irons up, that was superseded by gas soldering irons that have a gas burner on the back end that heats up the big block of copper. And by the use of lead solder to join car bodies together, and all sorts of things by and by fell out of use with the invention of spot welding and silicon sealants, you know. You know, essentially the old sort of soldering iron with the wooden handle and the big lump of copper on the end, they've sort of fallen into disuse. And I'm thinking, there's, from having a look on the fucking internet, I think there's only one manufacturer left in the world who still makes them, you know, in the UK. And once upon a time, they were sort of a mainstream sort of production line sort of assembly process, you know. And although, you know, everything's sort of automated and high-speed production and high-volume production, and, you know, everything's been, all the circuits and that have been miniaturized, and so, you know, you only get sort of soldering irons, they're all now electric, and they're all now really fine, and all the circuits are really fine, and all this sort of stuff. So anyway, had this old soldering iron tip, and I doubt it's ever going to be put back into use, but if I do, it's going to need to have the remains of the iron shaft taken out, and the only way you can sort of get out something like that that is rusted in is to completely rust it out, you know. And this is an example of how fast... you know, there's not a lot of electrolytic potential between iron and carbon. They're very closely matched. So the rate of corrosion is very, very small, and that means that in a suitable solution, you know, like an acid, that can be like a citric acid, it can be acetic acid, it can be any number of phosphoric acids and also, you know, I don't know fucking everything, I haven't tried everything, but you know, you can get, there's a lot of stuff in your kitchen that you can use, you know. And what happens is that in that acid in the water, that creates an electrolytic cell, and so the water, the oxygen, the iron pulls the oxygen out of the water and combines with the oxygen to form black rust, and that's iron with, I think black rust is FeO2, that's two atoms of oxygen to one of iron, and I think brown rust is FeO3. So essentially, and the copper, that gives off hydrogen. So what you can see here is the process of corrosion taking place at a fair rate of knots. It's not super fast, but you can see the gas hydrogen given off because it isn't really being absorbed much by the copper. And yet the iron rod up the centre, or the remains of the iron rod, is actually disintegrating at a great rate of knots. The only way to really accelerate this process, this is basically a tub of water with a few big spoonfuls of citric acid mixed in. That's the acid you get in lemons and limes and things like that. And it's a standard sort of cooking ingredient, and pickling, you know, preservatives and all this other sort of shit. And the only way to accelerate the process is to add, to make a concentrated acidic solution and to have a very, very hot solution, you know, like if you can keep it in a closed container that is at, you know, 100 or 200 degrees centigrade, with a concentrated acid, that corrosion process will take place very quickly. But here it's not so, it's strong enough, but it's not that strong. And it's at normal temperatures, but it's still cracking along at a fair rate of knots. So I hope you learned something today, and I hope you enjoy the very, very short video. Thank you.